Okay, here we go. Short word for Parshas Vayelech, Shabbat Shuvah, Tavshin Pe Gimel. Learn Shmi Tzchus for Furushlima for Chaya Esther Tehila, Bas Ariel Tzipora Besosh Chayso. Also, my from my great grandma's yard side was on Rosh Hashanah. Sar Basar Mordechai. Chavetz Chaim is an incredible idea, which I think will be very appropriate for the Shabbos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, if you look in the part in the Parsha, Vanochi Aster Aster Panay, Chadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to hide my face. Sometimes the Chadosh Baruch Hu is going to be hidden, not only in it, but hidden of hidden. And the next pasuk. If we have the last mitzvah in the Torah, v'ata kisru lechem zashira azos, says the Chavetz Chaim, a credible question. What's the connection between Anochi Astir Astir and v'ata kisru lechem zashira azos, the mitzvah, to be able to write a Sefer Torah? So he has an incredible idea. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you want to know the number one way to get at any darkness, any challenge, any chaos that a person has in their life? When a person has Anochi Astir Astir, when a person feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with them, you have to throw yourself into Torah. Make sure you throw yourself, because the Torah can lighten a person's life, can open up a person's heart. The Torah can be able to mail, like the Gemara in Sota says, that it brings light, ki ner mitzvah of Torah or. And the Torah, not just learning Torah, but living Torah, that living a Jewish life can be able to lift a person up from above the chaos, says the Chavetz Chaim. It's our job to be so strong in our commitments to our Torah. And that's exactly what we're saying during our Sarsim Tshuva. Hashivinu avinu, the what? L'sorasecha. That the number one thing that Tshuva starts with is coming back to Torah. Not just to Talmud Torah, but it comes back to living with Torah. And this is what the Tiferet Shlomo says, Zachenu l'chaim. What does the chaim mean? It means that not just a life, a physical life, but chaim, a real chaim, a ruchniyistik life, a spiritual life, a spiritual connection. And that's what Rav Tzadok says when we say Shana Tova Gemar Chasim Toiva. Was Zochein L'Chaim Toivim Toivim Toivim. What's Tov Tov Tov? Says Rav Tzadok HaKoyin in his piece on Rosh Hashanah. He says the Gemara Brachas tells us Ain Tov Ela Torah. Anytime it says the word Tov, it's a reference to Torah, and it should be sweet Mesukim Midvash, like we say on Shabbos Alam Natzach. That the Torah should be Hanechem Eldam Mizav Impazor Mesukim Midvash. Not should be just Torah, but should be a sweet Torah, which should be uplifted and connected. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's what it's all about. Maybe we could say that's what Shabbat Shuvah is all about. Shabbat Shuvah is returning to who we truly are, returning to our neshama, returning at the end of the day to who we truly are. During the week, the days before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, maybe we go back to the week, we're going back to this, going back to that. Shabbat Shuvah, I'll understand, what's my tachas in this world? My tachas in the world is to be in the neshama on fire for the Rebbeinu Shama. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says, the connection between Anochi Astir Astir V'Atakis V'Lachem Zashir Azos. Yes. You're going to have hardships, but no, you should know, says Chavetz Chaim, the number one way to get out and to be saved and be connected is to the Torah Kedosha. Wishing everyone a Gemar Chasim HaTovah filled with Torah, Zochein El Chaim, filled with Ruchnius, Pnimius, and sweet Torah and sweet living and sweet Ruchnius to your life, Be'ez Hashem Shkoch.